It seems my knot has finally started to deflate inside you. After a half hour of pumping you full of cum, it seems your hole has decided to release the vice grip you have on me. Finally, let me soften again. I'm just happy I can turn you around and finally look at your pretty face. Oh, and there you are. So much better like this, don't you agree? Should have known you were going to say that one. Certainly seemed to enjoy how deep I could fuck you from behind. But that's not what this is about. You should stop distracting me, hon. What I'm trying to get at is, you're not an Omega yet. Despite my claim throbbing in your neck, my teeth just piercing your mating glands, your body hasn't shifted over. Not completely yet. Typically, bitching is a process that takes course over a few days, but we're kind of out of time, aren't we? With your wedding in the morning and my claim glaringly obvious on your neck. We're gonna have to keep this up all night. You know, make sure the change actually takes. Are you up for the challenge? I'm being serious. This isn't something we can half-ass, honey. Your betrothed family would have your head and mine if we were caught like this. You still have faint traces of your alpha sense. No one would believe you gave up your status as an alpha so willingly for someone like me. Someone so low on the societal ladder, so filthy and dirty. Whining so needily into my mouth as you try to grind your hips, get my cock to pay attention to you. It's not enough that you're keeping it safe and warm inside of you, letting it fill you up. You can't tell if that's cum or spit leaking around from where I'm stuffing you. All you know is that you need more. Your body is starting to take the hint that it should change, isn't it? After only one knot, your scent is starting to shift. Something sweeter. Something gentler. It's not there yet. It's just underneath everything. It's going to be quite fun explaining this sudden shift in designation to your betrothed tomorrow. I know I'm going to be enjoying the look on all their faces. You know, as we walk into the room, smelling completely different. You proudly showing off the mating bite. Proudly announcing to them that you bitched yourself to be with me. The scandal. That you would rather give up all the prestige that comes with being an alpha, just so you can be happy. I can only imagine the looks on their faces. It doesn't matter what look is going to be on it, I guess, because at the end of the day, it'll be far too late to do anything. You'll already be a mated Omega. That makes you happy, doesn't it? Can feel it from how you twitch around me. Starting to make my cock hard again. Though this time, it feels a bit different. Can feel how badly I want you as my cock starts to get heavy. You demand all my attention, honey. It's not enough that you've emptied my balls inside you completely already. No, no, no. You need more for the transformation to complete. That's why my cock is getting hard again. You need more gum, don't you? Face to face like this? Oh, you can't lie to me. Not when you fluster so easily at the question. Fumbling out a yes? Oh, aren't you just the sweetest thing? Why don't you ride me this time, hon? Well, I just bent you over, ate you out, fingered you, then gave you your first proper nod as well as a mating bite. I think I've earned some sort of a break. Alpha wants to watch you, Omega. Alpha wants to see if you can handle a knot like this, too. Don't worry. You're not going to be alone. I'm going to help you. You feel my hands on your hips? They aren't going anywhere, Omega. I want to knot you again. I need to make sure your body understands that you, well, you're not an alpha anymore. Maybe if you had never met me, things would have played out differently, but that's just not how it happened. You're my Omega. I'm your Alpha. I'm going to take very good care of you. I'm going to make sure you are bitched into a proper Omega so that you never have to leave me. Did everything in my power to ensure that you weren't going anywhere, didn't I? Came out here all shy and nervous, practically begging to get out of your arranged marriage and to become my Omega. Never realized it would feel as good as it did to finally be honest with your own needs. But hey, at least you're here. Now let's see what a good Omega you can be. Ride Alpha's cock for me. See? Alpha will guide you. Move your hips up and down. Just like that, yeah. Yeah, that's good. You're starting to get the hang of it, aren't you? It tastes so good. So eagerly accepting my tongue into your mouth. Almost as eagerly as your hole takes my cock. I can't believe you're still this wet after just coming. I'm starting to think it might not all just be from me. There might be more than just my spit and cum in there. A little bit of slick as you start to get wet for me. As the transformation starts to take place. Oh, it's a good sign, huh? You should be getting wet for Alpha. It's what an Omega's body does. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Didn't want to tell you until I knew I was for sure, but... Oh, I think you're starting to send me into a rut. I'm not there yet, obviously. But I can feel the tinges starting to come in. I can feel myself getting harder, faster. My instincts are telling me to bite at your neck, to kiss, to lick, to reaffirm that connection we have. Oh, fuck. In another day or two, I'm just gonna be some mindless, feral creature rutting into you, needing to fill you. The only thing that's going to even make me feel remotely better will be you. But that's alright, because you'll be a bitched Omega by then. You'll be happy to play your part and get used to your role as my Omega, won't you? I just love how you feel so much. You feel too fucking good wrapped around me, taking everything just like I knew you would. Oh, you look so good. My hands are lifting you up and down, helping you ride my cock. Oh, yes. Oh, every thrust makes you jiggle. Let me see all of you. Fuck. The way you work your hips, the way you look at me. Fuck it. It's almost too much, hon. Just rock your hips with me. Yeah, like that. That's good. Follow Alpha's lead, Omega. That's what you're supposed to be doing, right? Oh, yeah. You're a natural Omega, huh? Oh, you made the right decision in bitching yourself. I don't know how you were able to lie for as long as you did. I mean, just look at you. Enjoying being filled, enjoying being fucked. If you were still an alpha, you wouldn't be able to enjoy this. At least not as much. Starting the transition into a proper bitch. My cock already feels better inside you, doesn't it? Oh, hole stretched perfectly around me as you bounce. Oh, that an Omega. Right, Alpha. Make her come. You need my knot, don't you? My knot is what makes you happy. It's what helps the transformation continue along. If I were to just fuck you and not knot or cum you, well, nothing would happen. Your hole would still be dry. You would still have your very own knot. You would still have some semblance of being an alpha. Maybe. If you had begged me just right. I would have let this be a secret between the two of us. How you begged me to make you a bitch. How you needed to be an Omega. How it was the only way to get out of your arranged marriage. But I just don't know. Oh, fuck, lunging around me like that. I'm gonna make my knot pop at this rate. Are you really that desperate for another load? Oh, I didn't know you would need it that badly so soon. It must have been eating you alive. Wanting to be an Omega, but having to keep it a secret. Having to settle for just watching me, admiring me. Touching yourself at night to the thought that maybe I would see you differently. If you were just presented differently, things would be better. But And now there's a solution in that. You're gonna be my Omega. I don't even care that you're bitched. In fact, it makes me like it even more, knowing that you gave it all up just to be with me. Oh, yeah. Thighs starting to shake. You feel my arms start to do the burden of work, lifting you up and down, treating your hole like a fleshlight. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, it's so good. Do you have any idea how tight you are? Fucking clenching around me like that. It's like you want my knot right now. Like you want me to pop it. Oh, fuck. We're not finished until you smell like an Omega, honey. I don't care how many knots it takes. I'm gonna keep fucking you, going to keep coming inside you until you are bursting, until there is no fucking question about what you are. Oh, getting closer. You clench around me, trying to make my knot grow faster, have it fill you even more. Oh, just look at you, so gorgeous, and all for me, my wonderful little Omega. Moaning into my mouth because you just can't keep quiet. It's getting to be too much for your body, isn't it? You felt my knot start to grow and just lost all rational thoughts. Your brain began to short circuit as you imagined it pumping inside you, giving more of those pheromones you're so desperate for, helping the shift happen faster. It seems you have more Omega instincts than you ever did Alpha. Getting closer. You want to touch yourself, but you know better. You know how that might jeopardize the process. You're not an alpha anymore. And if we're being honest with ourselves, you were never really one to begin with. You always leaned more towards being an Omega anyways. Always letting me make the calls, make the decisions. It's like you are always going to be an Omega no matter what you fucking did. Not swelling inside you. Oh, fuck, you're too good. I can't hold back. Not anymore. If you need to let go, then let go. But if you can't, and Alpha's not, is it enough to push you over the edge? Yeah, that's all right. It just means your next orgasm is going to feel even better. Going to have you coming on my knot all night long. It's what you deserve. A newly created Omega. The only thing that makes a proper bitch come. That's what you are, right? A bitch? An Omega? Show me. Prove it to me. Be a good Omega. Come with Alpha. Oh, fuck. Come on, Alpha. I wanted to rebite my mark on your neck to reassure our bond, that's all. I didn't think I was going to draw blood like this, though, so I'm a little sorry about that. I guess I got a little too excited there. Don't want to share you with anyone else, honey. You've always belonged to me. You feel better with a fresh load inside you, don't you? Another mark that you're going to make an amazing Omega. Can already feel how your body is starting to change. The underlying sweetness is still there, but this time you weren't as demanding. More willing to do as you're told, to let me take control, to guide you and help you feel your best. Those Omega instincts are starting to come out, which is good for me. The more time I spend with you, the more I feel my rut coming on. It seems in order to supply you with the amount of knots and cum that you'll need to change completely in one night, my body is attempting to do everything to help you. I want you just as badly as you want me. How funny. If only we had been honest from the start. As much as I hate to say it, you should probably close your eyes and try to get some rest. Even if it is only 20 to 30 minutes of nap time, it's going to be the only sleep you get tonight. Close your eyes for Alpha, honey. There you are. That's my sweet Omega. Try to get some shut-eye. I'll wake you up when it's time for another nodding, okay? Thank you, Omega. I'm only looking out for you. Alpha loves you. Enjoy your nap. Are you awake? Honey. Well, since we already agreed to something like this, and you did fall asleep warming my knots, it seems like the perfect chance to try something like this out. Though, I'm going to give my Omega one last chance to wake up. Honey bear, it's time to get up. I can give you another knot. You remember a knot? You love those. You want another one, don't you? You're alive. Grunting in response. You need to wake up. Or would you prefer me to just start moving? Well, if you insist. Oh, I got so hard just laying there. You have no idea how good you feel when you're asleep. It was like your whole was nursing me without you being aware of it. Subconsciously trying to get all of my cum, all those pheromones. Oh, you want to be an Omega so fucking badly, don't you? You did such a good job. Kept my cock warm. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Even managed to fall asleep on it like a proper Omega does. Though I shouldn't really be shocked. You are an Omega. Anytime you do anything an Omega does, I should just be praising you for it. Complimenting on you with the speed with which you did it with, instead of pointing out that you're doing it like an Omega, because that's what you are. You're an Omega, aren't you? Yeah. I just love how it sounds when you say it. And whose Omega are you? Oh, you are definitely mine. Have had to settle for lesser Omegas. Meanwhile, the one I really wanted was also wanting the same thing. Just trying to figure out how to make it possible. You didn't want it to come to this, but once you were betrothed to that stranger, you knew you couldn't dilly-dally. If you wanted to be an Omega, if you wanted to live your truth and be happy, you had to do it now or it would be never. That anxiety was eating you alive. And the second my cock fucked into you, it went away. You felt like you were where you were supposed to be. Everything felt right. You didn't even know sex could feel this good because you've been masquerading as an alpha. Despite everyone, and I mean everyone, knowing it wasn't right for you. You never wore it well. It always seemed like it was itchy. But being an Omega, this is the happiest I've ever seen you. Moaning sleepily as you continue to take what you're given. Oh, fuck. I'm so happy you came to me. That you were honest with me. Wouldn't trust anyone else with something this sensitive. You couldn't. A stranger wouldn't bitch you properly. A stranger would end up fucking you. And then once they came inside you, they would decide that their job is done. And I just know they would end up tying you up in some glory hole, letting dozens, if not hundreds, of anonymous alphas empty their load inside you. It wouldn't matter what hole, because they would all be filled. All would be leaking with strangers come like a filthy bitch. But that's not who you are. You deserve better than that. You're my Omega. You're mine, which means you deserve some sort of dignity, even if it comes in this form. Having to beg to be bitched. Oh, you should have heard yourself. You sounded so fucking sexy. I almost came right on the spot. Oh, even like this. Moaning as you rock your hips backwards, trying to give yourself more friction, more pleasure. Oh, what a filthy Omega you are, only getting hornier the more knots you take. I guess that's your proof if you ever needed it. If you were on the right track, if what you were doing was the right decision, you actually feel like yourself. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you? Eagerly responding to me. That hint of sleepiness slowly waning from your voice. The more you take my cock, the more awake you feel. The closer you get to your own release. Oh, I can feel something else inside you, honey. It's not just my cum or my spit. It feels like something else. It's a little bit more viscous. I think that's slick. It seems like your body is starting to make slick, hon. Oh my goodness. Look at you. You're already coming so far. Does that mean you're going to be getting a pussy too? I know not every bitch at Omega does. Everything depends on your anatomy, on your genes, so I guess we just gotta keep going. I gotta just keep giving you a knot after knot after knot until you are a full-blown Omega. Oh, fuck. Nothing smells as good as a horny bitch. Sleep still in your eyes as you offer soft mules of pleasure. Feels so good to be woken up like this, doesn't it? Oh, you better get used to it. Since you're my Omega now, this is how you're going to be waking up every single morning. With my cock in your hole. With your pussy nursing my knots. Milking every ounce of cum out of it. It's not like it does any good being inside me, trapped inside my heavy balls. That's not where cum belongs. It deserves to be inside you. The pheromones filling you up, making everything so much better. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Quickly taking your wrists in one hand and pinning them above your hands. You don't even think about touching yourself when you're with me, understand? You need to learn. Your pleasure comes from my cock and nothing else. You don't need to touch yourself. You don't need to fuck yourself because that's Alpha's job. All you need to do is spread your legs and be available, right? Such a good Omega. Knew you didn't feel right as an Alpha. Just didn't make sense. Nothing made you feel right. You would try to bury yourself in Omegas, try to fuck a beta or two, but it didn't fill that hole of yours, that aching gap. Oh, fuck, do that again. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tighten your hole just like that. Fuck. That's good. Gonna make me pop my knot if you keep that up. You don't want our fun to end so soon, do you? Feeling yourself get closer with every thrust. My cock never stops fucking into you, giving you what you need. Just the thought of getting bred up is enough to push you closer. It was something you never really considered before this. You would dirty talk for the Omegas you fucked, but it's not like the betas you were with ever promised to knock you up. But now that you're becoming an Omega, that you're getting wet and you can feel your organs moving inside you, rearranging, giving you a womb, well, it's hot to you. It gets you soaking wet, doesn't it? Transforming from an Alpha to an Omega right before my very eyes. All because of my cum. Don't think your cum would have this capability. No, you weren't strong enough. You weren't dominant enough. You didn't have what it takes to be a real Alpha. Another reason why bitching yourself was the right decision. It makes me eager for tomorrow. I just can't wait to show you off. My precious bitched Omega. Alpha loves you so much. Whining into my mouth. You're getting closer, aren't you? Feeling my knot grow bigger, your hips work faster. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's. Oh, fuck, that's good. Keep it up. Don't stop. Be a good Omega. Make Alpha come. You want to be filled, don't you? Then come with me, Omega. You can do it. I know you need to. Don't hold back. You can let go. Come on, Omega. There, honey. Wait. Do you? No, that can't be right, but do you smell that change? You're starting to smell more like an Omega. No one's even going to recognize you when you walk into the room tomorrow. Everyone is going to wonder who the sexy Omega is on my arm. And you, yes, you, you're going to have to look them in the eyes and let them know exactly what you did. But it'll be okay, because you'll be a mated Omega. Mated to me. And that means they can't do anything about it. Not anymore. The process has already started. Your body is already taking to it. And might I add, beautifully. Muscle mass has already started to deteriorate. And I'm sure if you were to stand up, you would be a few inches shorter already. I can only imagine how your insides are feeling as it's all rearranged. In class, we were taught that the pheromones from the alpha make the organs rearranging almost orgasmic, at least from all the alpha pheromones being pumped into the Omega's body. It's almost too much as your body changes in the opposite direction. It's why you're so tired. Why this is something that usually takes place over the course of a few days. But we don't have any time, do we? I'm not going to let you make the biggest mistake of your life, as you called it. Now, we can be attached at the hip and no one is going to think twice. Now go back to sleep. The sun is going to be up soon. I think you'll be able to sneak in another nap before I knot you one last time. Boop. Close your eyes and get some rest. I'll be here when you wake up, I promise you that. You have nothing to worry about, Omega. I was just about to wake you. Was it the birds or the sunlight that ruined your sleep? For me, it was the sun. The damn thing is too bright whenever we're outside. How are you feeling? No regrets then? Good. Just so you know, I am in pre-rut right now. That means in a few more hours, I'll be in a full-blown one. Can I count on you to help me out? Well, considering you are the one that is going to be putting me in that state, it's only fair that you take responsibility, right? And why would I be upset with you? I'm not mad at you for putting me into a rut. I would have been if you didn't agree to help, but you're not like that. I know I can always trust you, honey. You were my best friend before you were ever my Omega. My respect and love hasn't dwindled because of this. If anything, it's grown. When we walk back into the building later, holding hands, you clearly smelling like an Omega and me smelling of my pre-rut, everyone's going to know. There's going to be whispers and rumors, and we're going to ignore them because fuck anyone who can't say it to our faces. You are never going to be happy with your fiancé. I think somewhere, deep down, you knew that we were always meant to be. That there was some sort of a string of fate bringing us together. No matter where one of us went, the other one wasn't too far behind. I don't know what I would do with myself if you had actually gone through with this wedding and married that awful Omega. It wouldn't have been right to not wake up next to you, honey. I fear I love you too much to let you go. Now, do you want to take another knot before we head inside, or Do you just want to rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with now? That's my Omega. Always know what to say to make Alpha happy. I don't know how you manage to feel so perfect despite all the knots you've taken. How you're so tight. Almost. You're almost there, Omega. Brain still slow from waking up. Thoughts are coming to the both of us a little bit slower. But you don't seem to mind. Enjoying how my cock thrusts inside your hole right away. Did you notice? I didn't even have to prepare you. I could just stick my cock in. I think that's a sign that you're getting wet, that you're making your own slick, that you are well on your way to becoming a proper Omega. Oh, fuck. I can feel your knees, how you clench around me, thoughts of your soon-to-be wedding far off. Though I guess it's going to be called out, so we can't call it that. The smell of sweetness is starting to overpower everything else. You know, at this rate, you might not even need another knot after this. That would be the shortest bitching I've ever seen, but I've also never seen an Omega want it as badly as you do. I mean, of course, the bitching happens quicker when the person wants it, but it still has to take a few days, at least. At least it's supposed to. Maybe you're just different. Maybe you were meant to be an Omega, but for some reason you presented a certain way. And now Alpha's just fixing that mistake. Helping you recognize who and what you really are. You were never meant to be an Alpha, no. You were made to be my Omega, weren't you? Yeah. You love how Alpha feels inside your hole, don't you? Fucking your needy pussy. It's what you've always dreamed of, isn't it? You would touch yourself at night. You would picture this exact scenario. Your own hole getting wet. The throbbing need of heat as you feel me pissing into you. Without a care for your own pleasure, just chasing my own greed. I can feel myself getting closer. My rut not giving a shit if you're enjoying yourself. It's not like you really need to come. You'll come on my knot regardless of how close you are. If you're an Omega, that is, at least. So maybe, if I come quickly, if I do it as fast as I can, and I pump as much cum into your fucking hole as I can, I'll be pushed into rut proper, and you won't even need to make an appearance. You will be able to use the excuse of my rut clouding my judgment and claiming you as a prize. You aren't just any Omega on the street wandering around. You're my Omega. A bitch. A prize. Something that I alone created. Perfect in every way, shape, and form. And it's all for me to love. All for me to worship. You don't understand how much I love you, how I need you, how every Omega I was with fell flat because I would just picture you as an Omega underneath me, taking it, moaning my name. And guess I don't have to suffer from just my imagination. Now I get the real thing. Now I get to feel the most perfect, amazing, slutty Omega. Trying to keep my length inside. It's not thick enough yet. You've been spoiled by my knot, haven't you? You've only been an Omega for a few hours, and look at you, already greedy for knots. I guess it really is innate. It's just in your nature. It's who you are now, honey. You're just a knot whore, aren't you? Yeah, letting out a moan as you feel my hands go to your chest, start to play with your nipples. We're always sensitive, but somehow, in these few short hours, they've gotten even more responsive. You love how my fingers feel, playing with your nipples, lightly twisting them. You arch into the touch, unable to help yourself. It just feels so good as you rock your hip up, trying to match my thrust to take it even deeper. Like brushing against that special bundle of nerves isn't enough. The more I fuck into you, the more you feel the changes the transformation has left. You can feel yourself being a little bit shorter. You can feel yourself being a little bit weaker. You can feel your whole relaxing and opening up, almost throbbing until you get something inside. That's because you're horny. You're getting wet. That new sensation is what you're gonna get used to as an Omega. No more getting turned on as an Alpha. That's a thing of the past. It's gross and icky and definitely not for you, honey. I mean, just listen to the sounds you make. You wouldn't even be able to tell you were ever an Alpha. So needy like an Omega should be. You're finally being fucked for real. Getting to know what an actual cock feels like. It's so much different when a real Alpha is using her cock, isn't it? That's why you begged for me to bitch you, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Oh, you were so pathetic. Oh, it got me so fucking hard. Hearing the words leave your mouth, how you wanted to be an Omega. But not just anyone's Omega, mine. You wanted to be my honey, didn't you? It's what you always pictured for your future, and now you're getting it. Because right about now, I would be willing to bet money. They're going into your room, assuming it's going to be reeking of an excited Alpha or maybe a turned on one. And they're only going to find the bed empty and cold, realizing that you've been missing for hours. Oh, I can only imagine the panic they must be feeling right now, thinking you're a runaway Alpha. Not knowing the full extent. It makes my knot grow bigger. Oh, such a good Omega. Don't think anyone could take your place in my heart. I would have had to have settled. Would have had to mate someone who wouldn't even hold a candle to how amazing you are. Oh, it would have been a sad life. I'm so happy you were finally honest with yourself, with your wants, with who you are. I always thought you were meant to be an Omega, but I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to admit it out loud, or else it could have ruined our friendship. But it seems you had the exact same thought as me. You want to be an Omega, and that's what you are. Oh, yeah. That sweet scent is getting even stronger. Every thrust pushes us both just a bit closer to the edge. After a night of fucking, both of us are just barely hanging on by threads. Oh, fuck. So fucking close. I can't. It's too much. I need to knock you, Omega. I need to bleed my bitch.
Felt it should be fresh before we just show up. Don't you agree?
You'll be happy to know that your scent has no lingering traces of alpha in it.
If I didn't know any better, I would look at you and think you were always an Omega. How does that make you feel? Excited? Really? I thought you would be, like, nervous or something. You're genuinely, actually, really happy about this, aren't you?
I'm not going to pretend I understand it, but I'm happy if you're happy.
Making you smile is one of my favorite hobbies.
Next to hearing you laugh, of course, but you tend to indulge me in that one.
I love you so much, hon. I know I've said it a bunch tonight, but I wanted to keep telling you. That way you wouldn't forget. You made a huge decision. One that affects both of our lives for the rest of time. I'm thrilled you made it. Any Omega I've ever taken interest in just fell flat. No one has wormed their way into my heart the same way you did. For whatever reason, being honest with myself and my feelings isn't scary when it's with you.
Go figure.
I just thought we would have to hide these feelings. You know, I would end up a lone alpha. You would be married to your Omega. You would probably have a loveless marriage, and we would look at each other with a look in our eyes, knowing our chance has passed. But this is so much better than the sad ending I had resigned myself to. I can finally say it out loud, but you are the only one I have ever wanted. Whatever is happening in that place, we can face it together. I'll be right by your side. I can walk in front if you want, like, a barrier, or I can walk behind as, like, your backup, or I can walk by your sides. I could hold your hand or just give you some space to be your own person. It's whatever you need. I'll be there. Your betrothed and her family are going to be pissed. Your own family is going to bring the fury of heaven and hell upon us, but I can't find it in myself to care. I have you with me, and that's all I wanted. It's the only thing I've ever wanted, and it seems you kind of feel the same way too. You're my Omega, and I'm your Alpha. Whatever whatever is in store for us, it's not going to change how I feel about you. I will always love you, honey.